My major.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you start one more time?
Okay. My name is Sharon Wilcox. My major here was printmaking. I got an MFA in 1965. Today's date is September 28th, 2014. I'm in the Meyer Library on the Oakland campus. Okay. I'm just going to say a few words about the importance of a library, because I came from Colorado, the Midwest, and I went to the library, and the only catalog for an art school I found was CCAC's catalog. So I quit my job, and I came out here, and I kept driving to Jack London Square and figured it must be here. So I came here, didn't know anybody or anything. I wanted to get my master's. I wanted to get it in watercolor, but they didn't do that. So I'd had an etching class, so I took that. I had a class here with George Miyazaki, and it was quite loose in the 60s. It was, everything was happening. The class was from 11 to 1, and I was at lunch. And so George came over and said, "Oh, hi, Sharon." He says, "What class are you in now?" And I said, "Yours." And he said, "Oh, well, I'll be in." I said, "Don't worry about it." Because as you've probably heard, we were here 24/7, faculty and kids, and have water fights on campus. Class hours didn't matter. You were just putting out your art and meeting with people occasionally. We had water fights on campus, and we just generally had a lot of fun. We worked hard, and when they were rioting at Cal, you know, against the Vietnam War, they would come over periodically and say, "Come, you've got to come and join the cause," you know. And we would say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, that, right on. But, you know, I've got to do my art." So we were all totally dedicated. And I graduated from here with just my master's. I was not here for the undergraduate. I was the first paid alumni secretary because I needed a job after I graduated. And Henry Ford said, "We want to make this more formal." So I worked up in Treadwell attic. And I found all the little printing blocks that people have in their archives now. And took some home, which I will return someday, with a few other things. When we worked at Treadwell, it was like the first job, new and so on, and had a lot of fun. Then a couple years later, I was elected to the job, but that was no pay, but it was still okay. I think it's one of the most memorable times of my life being here, and it's fun to come back and see some old friends and do all of that. So is there anything else you'd like to hear about?
Well, let's see. Can you remember a faculty, student, or staff member who had a big impact on you and why?
I think it was more the whole atmosphere, because art was exploding then. I mean, you had Viola Fry, and she was moving into the big sculptures. You had Peter Volkus doing huge sculptures. Roy DeForest was here. Bechtel was here. And they were all doing really the art that's so prevalent. It was the big change, you know. And Diebenkorn was around. So it was just the whole atmosphere of all these people. And the Bay Area being such a hotbed of activity in the 60s, you know, the music, everything. So I think it was overall, everybody played their part for me. And I can't think of anyone specific. And since my husband isn't here, I had a lot of relationships that were quite amusing. So I don't know. I can't think of anything else right now either.
No,
maybe another
fine.
Question.
Sure. Let's see. What is your first memory of CCA?
Trying to find the damn place. yeah. And then looking for housing, trying to find housing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that was it. Lived in a million places. Okay.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh.
I'm guessing in relation to your time at CCA or...
Oh, the fact that I kept doing art.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people didn't keep doing it. They went on to other things or so on, but even though I had to get a job, I got a job teaching because I wanted money to buy a printing press. So I taught art for many years, so that, you know, probably influenced a career choice. But now, being retired, I have the life I've always wanted because I have the money, and that is lunch and art. Messing around with art and having lunch, that's been the great thing. So that may be why it influenced your life and made it much richer in the end. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.